Olivia Morley, welcome back to the Breaking and Entering Advertising Podcast. How the heck are you doing today?
Thank you for having me, Gino. I am so excited because I'm about to take off for my belated honeymoon in the Dominican Republic on Monday night. So, so one more work day and then I am unplugging for 7 days on a beach and I can't wait.
Oh my goodness. When did you get married? How belated is this? Married a while ago?
It's pretty belated. Like, I feel like my wedding's been an ongoing situation for the last, 2 years. It's just been so drawn out. But our anniversary is October 21st.
That's my birthday.
Is it really? That's exciting. Okay.
Not as important. Yeah. Now I'm going to forever remember. I'm going to wish you on LinkedIn. I'm going to send you a message. Happy anniversary on my birthday.
That's amazing. How funny. It's several months overdue, but it was just so hectic around the wedding with wedding planning. You take time off then, and then you got to find a dog sitter and all of that jazz. And so we decided to just kind of like let it simmer for a little bit and go enjoy like right around the time we'd want some sunshine.
Wow. You're not going to work at all?
No.
Hmm.
I'm going to completely unplug and I can't wait.
It's not allowed, Olivia.
It's barely allowed, right? And I feel like I have like a tendency to look anyway, like just out of curiosity and fear.
But you won't do anything on it. Like you'll just like monitor and put it away.
Yeah. I might actually be really strict with myself and just like turn my phone on airplane mode because I want to read. I just want to read on the beach and like have a pina colada. Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Enjoy that. But before you enjoy that, we need to work.
Okay.
We got some good stuff. Olivia, you were on the podcast a while ago, I feel like.
Yeah. Like my first year back at Adweek. Yeah.
And we've been besties ever since.
I know.
Today, you are a senior advertising reporter at Adweek. Marketing conference speaker, agency expert. Text me news tips at 801-889-5465. Is that all accurate still?
It's all accurate and it's a little embarrassing. However, I will say.
Why is that embarrassing?
It's just quite a headline. I don't know. I'm always like, do you ever struggle to find the perfect LinkedIn headline? Because I certainly do.
Like, I don't even know what mine is.
Yeah, I worried about that for a really long time. But I will say that listing my number in the headline has gotten me more tips for sure. It's made everything so
you're available. People know your brand. You got a lot of followers. I've been gassing you up to students. They should have that auto notification when you post. I do. So I'm locked in. Everybody should be doing that because you cover this industry. The way to break in is to nerd up first. Know what role you want. Know where you want to do it. Know what's going on in the industry. Do you even want to be in ad industry? These are questions that you need to know. That's the first step. And the way to do that is by following Olivia, reading Adweek, staying in tune, listening to this podcast. That's step one.
But there's and my number is in the headline, in my LinkedIn headline. So if you're listening and you just want to like text me and talk industry trends or talk about a recent story, go for it. Like I am available. So especially to you guys.
Oh, that's amazing. And we appreciate that. And I hope people do reach out. And if they're intimidated with like any of our other guests, or including any of our other guests, I'll help you connect with them, make an intro too. So I know how that works and that world is. But we got something cool to talk about today, Olivia. This is a little bit different. Maybe we'll call this like, this might be a new segment in general. Like when people come on and talk about a resource, maybe it's like ad tools or like break-in tools or evidence. Like what is something you break, you commit a crime with?
Like I know. This is getting out of hand. I was just trying to think of things and I was like,
Weapons of break-ins.
Yeah. A lock pick.
Yes, that would be like it's a tool, right? Like we're talking about something here that will help students. So Olivia, I'm done brainstorming with you. Please tell us about what tool, what resource you have for students and aspiring advertisers today.
This is why I am not a creative and I am a reporter. But I am super excited to tell folks about this series. This started back in 2021, right when I first joined Adweek. I started having a lot of conversations with agencies that were like, we're trying to hire and can't find applicants, and it's so hard to fill seats. And on the other hand, people were reaching out to me on LinkedIn and my personal social channels asking, hey, can I get your advice about breaking into the industry? Do you know of anyone that's hiring? And this continued to happen and still continues to happen. And so what I decided to do was look into resources. I was like, okay, what's out there? How can we figure out how to compile some of these resources for folks? And what I found is that there's actually not really great system out there to track internship programs, fellowship programs. I mean, you could reach out to the 4As or the ANA, and I do believe the 4As has some on their site. But in terms of something that even takes a deeper dive than just, hey, this exists, and actually gets at the what is this, who's it for, how do you apply, what should an application look like, and also what does the environment look like, what is the culture like, what are the demographics of the employees, how many interns or fellows actually get hired at the end, you know, all of these questions that you would ask like during that first call with somebody in HR to figure out, is this going to be the right fit? So that didn't exist. And I decided that I wanted to make it kind of like, or at least in the spirit of like the U.S. News and World Report college rankings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the history there. So this is a tool, a coverage series that's based on the Adweek blog Agency Spy. You can find it at the top of Agency Spy to banner. It says Agency Fellowships. You click that, you'll see all of them. And if you go into each of the stories, it leads with, you know, maybe two or three paragraphs with anecdotes and important information from prior program participants and program leaders, folks in L&D. And then down at the bottom, you'll see just direct answers to all of those questions that I just said at the beginning of this conversation and more.
Amazing. And especially now with it being internship season, fellowship season, this is crucial as people are reaching out, scrambling, trying to find internships. My POV, I think I've told this to you before, I think internships could be harder to get than full-time jobs because they all open up at the same time. And a lot of these agencies today, they're having interns that are 22 to 32 years old that can get into these things. And maybe I'm wrong. So I'll be following along too, but I've seen agencies hire people that are a lot older. So you're going against, if you're a student and you're looking for a fellowship, that applicant pool is large and it's all going at the same time. So I'm glad that you're kind of like showcasing these. Tell me about like the diversity of the programs. Are they all like standard internships, or is there some that stick out that are different, have a unique selling proposition? Love to hear about that.
Sure. It's so interesting because I've noticed these trends. It's kind of helping me understand like what options are available to folks that are looking. How varied do they get? So I guess on a scale from like most to least committed, right? You have some programs that we've profiled that are free online programs that you can log into. Maybe you have to apply, but the application process, you know, is very flexible and it's really a learning opportunity. Some are free, some are paid. And that's kind of like on this side of the spectrum. And then there are other programs that are like your standard internship. And so we have information about, you know, we hire two or three interns a semester. This is what they do. This is where they work. So that's another, I guess, common option. I've seen a good amount of fellowship programs, and I designate fellowship from internship really, I think, based on duration and then how deeply embedded folks are into their agency. Maybe they have a salary, they're designated a fellow, but they are a full-time employee. There are programs out there that pay, you know, really great salaries, assign people on for like a year or 3 years to these programs, teach them everything they need to know, S4 Capital, a Media Monks have a fantastic one. I actually paid for somebody to relocate first to California, I believe, and then to London.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that one called? Let's hear it. Let's make sure people know about that one.
Well, let's see.
Media Monks, you said. That's important.
Yeah, this was like one of the first ones that I did. So, and I've done quite a few. I can talk you through some of them. But
yeah. What?
Called the S4 Capital Fellowship Program. And a lot of these programs, and specifically S4, if I'm remembering correctly, are really designated for underrepresented groups or people of color, which I think is really awesome. And I think it's a lot of these agencies taking steps to really change the game with diversity. I think this is probably one of the better ways to do it, especially for those that, first of all, don't require college degrees or prior internship experience, and they're growing, which is exciting.
Yep.
And then, you know, also just paying a salary, because there are some that really are more learning opportunities and some right. feel like full-time jobs.
I love it. What's the goal? What's your goal with this? Are you the lead writer, reporter on this, covering this? Is this like for the summer? Give me like the overarching structure and vision.
Totally. So I started this series mostly to experiment because it's something that I was excited about back in March of 2022. And I've published pretty consistently through the next year. And so we've probably got like 30 or 40 profiles on the site. And I slowed down last week, had to prioritize some other stuff. And I recently decided, because it's internship season, people are looking.
Big time.
I've also had a lot of agencies reaching out to me, telling me about their programs that I would start it back up. So it happens on a rolling basis. I have a form that I circulate to folks in the industry. They can fill it out. And it's all those questions that I previously mentioned to you. It's like, when did you found the program? What is the demographic breakdown of your latest cohort? Do you pay? Things like that. And then after that, I review those and then I reach out to folks that have interesting ones or ones I think could work well for the series and tend to have a conversation with the CEO of the company or like the L&D person, somebody who's like responsible for the training. So the goal is to help people understand what to expect. If you're looking for an advertising internship, I think it can be so stressful to go through that process and wonder like, okay, this looks cool, but like, would I like the culture? Would I be able to make enough money? Like transparently, you know, where's it going to be based? Like all of these basic questions that sometimes job descriptions just don't give you.
Totally.
So I think hopefully it makes it easier. And then it also helps to increase the likelihood that they'll say yes if they're extended an offer and also that the right applicant will apply to the right program.
Right.
And it's been so exciting. Like so I have a personal friend who saw my story about VaynerMedia's program and applied to their fellowship program. And completed that. She's been a full-time employee there, just absolute star, already been promoted like a couple of years now.
Nice.
Yeah, with no college degree. She's a mother of two and just absolutely killing it. And I think, you know, her story has been such a testament to like the power of programs like this. I mean, that's really why I'm highlighting these, because like there needs to be a spotlight shown on programs that really invest in applicants and participants. So that's a big one for me.
If I'm a student, aspiring advertiser, all of you listening, of course, I'm going to be checking this out. And, you know, we're kind of in the thick of it right now. April is like the thick of internship season, fellowship season. Applications are out, if not wrapping up, for some of the larger agencies, at least the ones that I know in Chicago pretty well. So I'm studying these, and if I miss some deadlines or if I feel behind, then you kind of can start tracking for next year, or if there's a fall or winter, game planning internally, okay, now I know exactly what I'm going to do, and start early is my recommendation. But, you know, if you don't get anything this summer, that's okay. There's, we can talk about game plans if you don't get it, like some of these free resources you listed out or have alluded to. There's also some really fun creative things that you can do, like start a podcast or write a blog. There's so much you could do even if you don't get any of these things, and then start networking and game planning for when it opens back up.
And it's important to note too that this is right now in a nascent stage. So in an ideal world, as I continue to progress with this series, maybe we could do some cool formatting stuff where we have like a calendar that tracks, you know, maybe readers can log in and just like see the deadline, present themselves on the calendar. We can go through and update it. You know, there's a lot that we could potentially do, and it would be super helpful if when you guys check out the story, is if you could reach out and say, hey, this is what would make this like most beneficial to me.
Totally. I love it. And to find it, Agency Spy, what should they search in Google to find the Rising Marketer's Guide? What's the easiest pathway? And we'll have it linked at the bottom too.
Yeah. So what should they search in Google? I think they rank. Yeah, it's right there. Yep. So just in Google, search Rising Marketer's Guide. And it pops up at the top. And you click in there. You can also navigate it by heading to Agency Spy. And then in the band at the top, you'll see like the subcategories. The one on the far right says Agency Fellowship Program. So you'll see them all listed there.
Perfect. And they know how to reach out to you. They got your phone number from the beginning. So we don't have to ask that question. I'm assuming it's okay for them to reach out. Olivia.
Yeah.
Well, let's stay in touch. Thank you for doing this on behalf of all the aspiring advertisers out there. And like, our cause is to help people break in, and you're doing that right now. So I love that you came on and you're doing this, and congrats, and enjoy your honeymoon.
Thank you.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. Just like get some sun. I've never been a summer person, and I'm turning 30 this year, and I'm like, for some reason, all I want is the sun. Like, I just want summer year round.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Living in Chicago doesn't provide that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. It's a great episode. Thanks for sharing that resource, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Gina.
Yep.